overseas, built music out. Everything that I'm the done.
Barry! The other day, I went up to my girlfriend. I said, you know, I'd like a little pussy. She said, me too. Mine's as big as a house. Yeah. See, she wanted a little one because hers was...
Big as a house.
Yeah. Does that joke mean the same shit to you guys as it does to me or no? Like,
she's big and fat.
No, not the meaning of it. I'm fucked hard. I can't convey shit. That joke, like when I was a little kid, we're playing that, by the way, because we're going to do later in the show, whatever the hell we're going to wind up calling this thing.
Mm-hmm.
Later in this show, we're going to talk about the first R-rated movie we ever saw. And mine, like the first thing that got a hard R was Predator. Like, I think I saw No Way Out or some shit before that. And that might have been for, like, the occasional titty or some
shit.
What
was No Way Out?
It was Kevin Costner as, like, a Russian spy. Oh, shit. That was, like, the ending.
Oh, right. No.
I saved you $5 watching No Way Out. Yeah. You know, there was, like, on-screen suicide where a guy, like, swallows a pistol.
Yeah.
And it goes kaboom. And in slow motion, you just see, like, his little tuft of hair in the back go.
Right.
Yeah. Like a Lhasa Apso rolling over on a couch. You know, it doesn't look like a fucking mud firecracker going off or anything. No, just a little poof.
Wait, so you're asking, does that song
no, just
bring
Predator.
Up suicide in our...
No, that's the MASH theme.
Okay.
No, that goddamn Predator joke, that, like... That was the first time I was like, holy shit, I'm in on what the cool kids
doing.
Like, I didn't get to see slasher shit. So Predator, I was like, Mom, you know, it's not like Jason fucking anyone with a knife. It's not Freddy Krueger. I'm not going to have nightmares. Like, it's just a good old-fashioned alien blowing people's guts out. And she's like, I guess. I don't want you to grow up gay.
That'll never happen.
Yeah.
Well, we're delving into this topic a little too. I mean, we can get into it if you want. We can talk about the...
I'm just saying, that joke... From the beginning of Predator, I told on the playground so many goddamn times that I didn't know what half those words meant.
Like, what is this guy talking about?
That guy sounded like Bill Burr, though.
Oh.
Didn't he? Hawkins? Didn't he sound exactly like Bill Burr?
That is Shane Black, who actually wrote Iron Man 3 and a bunch of other shit.
Really?
I could do Predator trivia all fucking day.
Sounds like
I hope
it.
You're good at trivia, because I signed us up for it.
Jesus.
On a big scale, baby.
All right, so
you guys are into trivia now? I'm learning a lot about you guys. We're gonna learn early.
We're trying to make some money.
I haven't done shit with
that's
trivia.
Your get rich quick scheme.
That is, it is 100%.
Drunken
trivia. I was
trivia.
Like, I knew John would pay off. I knew it.
I know
NBC's got that new show, and I am banking on John. By the way, it's a trivia show. When I told you I was signing up for that thing.
Oh, really?
It's trivia.
I think I can do it.
Well, yeah, it's like trivia and basketball. I'll shoot hoops.
Fuck, yeah.
You do the trivia.
I mean, if it's just free throws, I know you do granny style. It's embarrassing as shit. Like
automatic.
Oh my god. Yeah.
I was gonna say you've made this comment before. I'm white as hell. I don't see why I couldn't make any three pointers.
That's true.
I should be fine.
Yeah.
You could just do all Larry Bird quotes. I'll do Predator quotes. You do Larry Bird quotes. Like you look at the competition before the 3-point contest, and you're like, I'm just looking to see who's number two.
I'm trying to think of any Larry Bird quotes.
Larry Bird is just a
watch
mean,
me make this
really
shot. That's a
much.
McDonald's
yeah.
commercial. That's all I can say.
No, there's a lot of trash talking from Larry Bird. I remember one time some guy tried to get in his head before, I believe, a Christmas game.
Mm-hmm.
And Larry Bird made sure to pull up right next to him where he was on the bench and just drains a three and turns to him and says, Merry fucking Christmas, and then goes on bawling.
One of us has a 401k.
Larry Bird is
and
a
nest
mean
egg.
Fucker.
That sounds like a white person thing.
Yeah, really. That was a white person diss.
So should we bother like explaining what's going on here or just kind of like do it?
You and I have the radio backgrounds to some extent. I don't like just being like, bah, here's
here we
words.
Are.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I'm John Papagiorgio. I do the Papa's Basement show. And you guys,
Othello Boucherib.
There you
I
go.
I used to work in radio like 5 years ago. There's no reason you'd remember me from that, though. So I'm just the guy who's here.
You're just a dude asking a podcast
trying to
love
glom
you.
Onto your studio time. That's what this is.
And I'm Pete Maybe, and I'm here because, I do the Papa's Basement show, and we asked Othello to join us for something a little new.
Yeah, Oates over here, that's his nickname. We'll call him Oates. I like it. It's
that's
faster.
Cool.
At first, I was like, hey, you want to do some episodes of Papa's Basement with us? And he's like, fuck it, I want a show that's like I'm part of, you know, like equal share thing. And I was like, he's right, and you know what? I also would like a show where I'm not the focus. Like, you guys can, you know, yeah. If the show sucks, I'd be like, well, those two ate shit. You know, I was killing with my 33.3%.
Right, right.
And yeah so
and
we.
And plus, I can't really censor myself. Well, I can, but I feel like I'm not being true to myself if I'm watching what I say and respecting your guys' FCC,
compliance.
Technically, yeah, exactly. FCC compliant, which is usually right. What we put because a couple things sneak in.
Yeah, of course, it always does.
Yeah, and I don't know how it couldn't. I mean, and they have weird rules, like you can't describe a dick, or you can't be like...
You can't call it delicious?
You can't...
you can't pee. You can say you're peeing, stuff, but yeah. You can't pee on or pee in anything. Yeah, it's weird.
It's so crazy.
And I'm kind of like, I'm kind of traumatized by my time in terrestrial
radio.
We're
going to be on a lot of stuff on the show.
So I wanted to kind of break away from that, and luckily you guys were down to try something new. So fortunately we're here and we can talk about, you know, areolas and pooping on and peeing on stuff as much as we want. That's all I request.
I'm a fan of the big ones, both areolas and dumps.
I know.
Just
I know.
Putting that out there. Okay.
He does like big old areolas.
I do. I can't help
it.
Oh, yeah. We've talked
too.
About it before.
Yeah. He's like, the bumpier, the better.
I mean,
he said that.
Yeah,
that's
we might
his
have to get
catchphrase.
Into that a little bit
that's
more.
His
I'm not
phrase.
Actually a the texture guy better. So much. I don't need a braille titty, but.
Yeah. You're more about like diameter.
Yes,
right?
Thank you.
I need to know it's there.
And I, I want it to have good dimensions. I want it to look more saucery than like twisted like the Milky Way.
Okay.
Yeah, like,
yeah,
I don't like it
I
when
totally
I have
get like that, yeah.
A lot more. See, that's the kind of thing we can say on this show.
Exactly, yeah. The one that looks like the third eye.
Exactly,
I don't like that
yeah.
One either.
Like Jupiter's eye.
Yeah.
And the other thing is we're going to be bringing in the video element eventually. I don't know how, but we're going to figure it out. And that way, like, we can bring up videos and pictures of the areolas as we're talking about them.
Yes, that is true.
And so for right now, if we want to do any of that, I'll fix it in post. So don't even worry about it.
Oh, okay. You're just
if you guys want to bring up anything, I'll fix it in post.
So like someone will listen to this podcast and then we'll say this and you'll make it so they have like this fucking road to Damascus vision in their head of like Carmella Bing's tits back before she became a BBW porn star.
I will do it in post and I will explain.
You'll make people
just
hallucinate. Okay.
Yeah, exactly. Like somebody would be explaining it.
All right. Yeah. So I just like the idea of more shows, you know, fuck it. For me, we do Papas once a week, and I'm like, Jesus Christ, man. Like, the average guy doing radio is doing what, 4 hours a day?
Yeah.
Something like that, 20 hours a week. We're doing 1 hour a week.
Even Rogan does his show twice
a
week.
He like 4 hours.
Each time, yeah. So.
Each time, yeah, he's like a marathon. But then again, if we were on shrooms, I think we could be on the yeah. long
shrooms
time.
And Alpha
he's
Brain.
Got some sups going
drinking our own piss.
I'm down, dude.
Really?
No, I wouldn't do that. I thought about it, though. There was a UFC fighter. He was, like, the champion of the UFC, Lyoto Machida.
Machida.
And
yeah.
He was, like,
no.
He's, like, half Brazilian, half Japanese, and, like, swore by
oh, both
drinking his
drinking
own piss.
Cultures? Yeah. Is that what you're
yeah.
tiptoeing
John
around?
Knows, yeah, because I bring that up every time, because there was literally, there was a Machida fight, and Joe Rogan goes, well, I fucking drink my piss. You
he
know,
said that?
He didn't say, I fucking drink my
no,
piss.
No.
He goes, I have drank my piss
okay.
in order to combat a fight or an illness.
Yeah.
And I was just
no.
like, all right.
I'm sorry.
He has gone off the deep end.
I was
dude,
gonna,
and
yes.
his dad was like interviewed, Lyoto Machida's dad, and he's like this old like Japanese looking dude.
Yeah.
And the guy, Ariel Helwani, was like, hey, so what's up with this? You guys drink your own piss? And he literally did it, like, right there on the spot.
Jesus,
dude. And I was like, maybe these guys are onto something.
Nah,
like,
fucking...
I want to be champion
maybe
of the
they
UFC.
Know something.
Before the term jump the shark came around, drink your piss was... that was the code for yeah. this guy lost his shit. I think I've mentioned this name before, but, like, there was a lifter, Mike Metzner, I believe, or Mentzer. I forget his fucking last name. But... he was all like, oh, I'm not really into steroids, this and that. And he did all, then he was like, I'm not even into protein, really. And he kept saying these things, and people were like, this is a little loopy, but the guy's like competing for Olympia. So fuck it, you might be on to something.
Yeah, yeah.
The moment he just loses everyone, they're like, okay, Mike is just out there. He's like, I wake up every day and drink my piss. And
dude,
like,
that's what it takes, man. Like, if you have results to show for whatever crazy shit you're doing, you can justify the most like ridiculous acts ever. But if you like come in third at Olympia, everyone's like, dude, that guy's fucking crazy for drinking his own
piss.
But if he won like 5 years in a row, they'd be like,
if you win something, you're allowed to do whatever you want.
Right.
You would have to win big, though. You would have to be like fucking first place Ronnie Coleman big. Second place was like Frank Zane. You know what I'm talking? Like a 50 pounds hamburger meat.
Is he also a lifter?
Yeah, Frank Zane was from, I guess, the golden age of bodybuilding from Schwarzenegger's era.
Right.
And he was like the guy that really wasn't beefy. He was just the last guy that looked like symmetrical as shit. I remember there's a picture in the New Encyclopedia of Bodybuilding of like him holding up his sister, who's a bikini chick, like on his bicep.
It's kind of weird.
A little bit.
Yeah, it's a little strange,
It might have been someone else holding her up. I don't know. The incestuous thing sounded funny.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. Well, you know, when you're a winner, you can do whatever you want.
Yeah, exactly. Bicep fist your sister. That's, you drink your piss.
Go elbow deep. It's fine.
Yeah. I mean, as long as it's something that you claim is contributing to your victory.
Exactly.
Like, you can't get away with anything just because you win. Like,
no, that'd be great if you're like, look, I drink my piss because it's delicious. Like, it's actively holding me back.
Right. I fight dogs because I'm a really good quarterback.
And stop me from getting my crisp piss every morning. I do nothing weird that contributes to, well, I have really
I think
no
that's
success,
why we're not champions, because we're not doing something weird.
You think so?
Well, this is a start.
Right?
We're sitting here talking about areolas and piss drinking.
Yeah, we're alienating any female listener, and I feel like we have a lot of, at least the Papa Show has a lot of female listeners.
No, I think girls are kind of into this stuff, not into fucking
piss drinking,
but they're into hearing guys talk about their disgusting fucking topics of conversation. You know, they can kind of be a fly on the wall of
I suppose, yeah, because it is this is going to be so cringy and douchey, but we are kind of real about it. Like, there's no like fake guy thing that always drove me fucking nuts. About the man show, where it was, do you remember, you know, the old Corolla?
Oh, yeah, not man.
Yeah, just the whole, like,
Ziggy-soggies.
What is Ziggy-soggies? Yeah.
Oh, my God. If you hear that at a bar today, it is the most infuriating thing.
I mean, leave.
You're like, I need to get away from those guys.
Yeah.
100%.
Oh, no, man. They're going to do some night of rape murder shit later. Like,
what were you saying? What's cringeworthy about the... I thought that show was awesome.
I didn't like the whole, like, tongue-in-cheek, this is what it is to be a man.
Oh,
they had that old fucking honky, like... You know, with no peristaltic motion, you could just drink a beer, like, you know, just chug it down. And it was like, oh, now it's girls on trampolines. I'm like, that's not what it is to be a man. Like, we've already moved on to hardcore pornography through my AOL browser, goddammit. Like, I don't give a shit to see, like, non-moving fake LA tits.
It was almost like they were trying too hard to sell everyone on, like, the man aspect of the show.
Yeah, it was a clean...
None of those guys took care of their family. They all walked away.
They're serious?
No, I'm just kidding. And I'm just kidding. Yeah, the guy that could like chug a beer, they're like, look, he can chug a beer. And they were like, yeah, but he also has like four kids that he hasn't seen.
I was like, is there a BET spinoff or what are we talking about here? It drove me nuts because I was like, that's not being a man. Like, to me, a man was like, at least at that age, like compulsively lifting and just, trying to get in as much porn time as possible.
Anytime you're trying like extra hard to boast your manhood and the man element of your life, it always comes like anytime anybody brags about like their man cave and the awesome freaking RG3 fathead poster they have up and their own like kegerator. I'm like, all right, dude, like what are you trying to overcompensate?
Yeah, it's the pageantry of being a dude.
Yeah, yeah. It's like not... just be a dude. Like don't try to sell everybody on the fact that you have a penis. Like just be normal. Girls do that though. Like girls definitely, you know, with the girls' night out and making everything like kind of like centered around the fact that they're chicks. That's kind of like a girl
thing to
do. The whole
penis pops thing and that kind of shit.
For some reason, it's like okay for them to do it. Like, but with guys, it's just
yeah,
like
because
weird.
Girls are all about cute pageantry and bullshit. Yeah. Like that's what it is to be a girl, at least in my mind. Like,
right.
It's all about go team go and we'll act all femme and shit. But, like, guys doing that is so cringeworthy. Yeah. Like, guys, you know, like, the football team
after
the game.
Do you know how weird it would be if we had vagina hats?
I mean,
at a bachelor party?
Yeah, absolutely.
No, they're called beanies.
I mean,
or vagina popsicles
just,
at, like, bachelor parties.
You're right. Just flinging cans of tuna.
You're so right.
Here's your pussy in a can. I wipe it on your face. It's a very bizarre difference. And what's weird is that that whole thing has become more and more, I think, the norm for girls, whereas guys, for their bachelor parties, have pulled away and away. Like, who the fuck do you know who's had an actual bachelor party where it's like something out of the movies, which admittedly you might go, hey,
you're saying
dumb
guys
fuck,
are pulling,
it's out of the movies.
Guys are pulling away from like the
yeah, they're like, I remember
the ones where people die?
Strip club and
yeah.
Yeah, and
like, I
ODing.
Had, exactly. Exactly.
I was gonna say, that's when it really gets exciting.
Like, I'm really thinking very bad things. Like, when was the last time one of you fucked Kobe Ty and put a coat hang, you know, like a,
right into the back of her skull?
Yeah, kill, yeah, exactly.
Well, dude, shanked, I can't even like tell you guys how many times I've heard about or been invited to a bachelor party where the guy was like, or the guy setting it up was like, oh man, like, we're going to go out, but here's the thing, like, his girl is like really weird about chicks and strip clubs. Like, I hear that all the time.
I know.
And you're, I'm like, yes, what? Every girl.
Yeah, yeah. But I feel like that. 10, 20 years ago, it was just like, that's just what guys do. And now it's like, no, like, we figured out a way to control our dudes, and we're just going to guilt them into not having fun on their last night of being a single man. Like, my buddy actually, I was the best man at his wedding, or when he got engaged. And, I mean, I was really young. I was like 20, so, or 21. So I didn't really have like the money to do anything fun. But I do remember that.
Did
like,
you know fellow 21-year-old women? Cause you could have gotten him to like tag up on
no,
his nuts.
No, like he's kind of has like a religious background. He's like super religious Puerto Rican family and all that jazz.
Okay.
And so like his close friends and family, like his cousins and stuff, they're the same way. And I remember like, you know, again, I didn't want to spend any crazy amount of money because I didn't have it, but I remember it was like, hey, dude, if you can't go to a strip club, or if you don't want to, like, that's probably going to be better because it's probably not going to fly with, like, her family and stuff.
Yeah.
That's gay. Like, what am I supposed to do? So we went to, like, Buffalo Wild Wings, you know? And,
oh, so okay. The same shit you would do on any Thursday.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
And that's his last day of freedom.
Yeah.
Where
yeah.
you would go after church.
Yeah.
Like, that exactly. That would be fine. That would be fine if your friend winked at you and was like, dude, just give me a prostitute in 5 years.
Yeah.
I'd be like, okay, like, he's still living.
He I've always
just,
felt
yeah,
kind of
he just crossed his legs.
It.
He's like, I'll hold it.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe one day, actually. I could definitely pay for it now. But nah. I mean, his...
Oh, you got a good one, yeah.
His family is like...
Set him up.
They've embedded that guilt into his mind.
Jesus.
Where, like, even if he knows that there's no risk of, like, anything shitty happening, like, I think he still feels bad about it. So, yeah, I don't know.
I'm not the best about that. I'm like, very... See, this is another old-fashioned man thing. I'm like, oh, I'm sorry. Are you, like, taking care of your girlfriend or wife or, you know, the kids, whatever? Then, like, what the fuck does it matter if you go dump a load elsewhere? That's a tree falling in the woods, man.
I don't think any guy
see,
should
feel
guilty.
See, he always takes us to the dump load.
Yeah,
it's like, we were just trying to see some titties,
yeah,
and he's like,
no, over here.
And he's like, I want to see a tree.
I'm Don Draper.
Enter
coming
the forest.
Home to Betty, and like the little, you know,
the
two little
relief.
Twats she's raising. Like, here's your mansion in New York, bitch. Like, yeah, I got blown off. The fucking heroin girl, the art girl, fucked me in the city before I came home. So what? I took a goddamn shower to wash the chlamydia off. You're not going to catch
You'll
anything.
You'll be all right.
Yeah. Like, I'm sorry.
We have 20 years. That shit will clear up.
If your girl's not fucking you enough to catch anything to begin with, she has no room to complain. That should be the law.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I got AIDS, and you know who doesn't? My wife, because she doesn't fuck me. Any questions? Be like, nope, not guilty. Next case.
See ya.
Yeah, it's weird. It's definitely, it's a weird catch-22 that, like, married guys are in, where it's like, I saw this article. It was like a man shaming article, where it was like, what guys, married guys, say to their wives and what it actually means. And one of them was like, hey, kids went to bed early. You ready to head to bed, or you ready to go to bed, or whatever?
Ready to go to Buffalo
and
Wild
like,
Wings?
What this really means is like something like, I'm going to try to bang you even though you've worked all day and you're super tired, whatever.
Oh my.
And I was like, why are they perpetuating this? Like, dude, it's so toxic for anybody's relationship to like embed that little seed of fucking like hating your man for wanting to bang you in their minds. It's like, what's wrong with the husband trying to fucking bang his wife because the kids are asleep early? Like, shouldn't it be that way?
Are they supposed to be there?
Yeah, exactly.
Jesus.
It's like, he's not supposed to beat off to porn because that, you know, you hate that. You don't want him to go to strip clubs or the Asian massage parlor.
Yeah.
What's wrong with him trying to do it the legit way?
Yeah, actually fuck his chick.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm sorry, the pussy that was bought and paid for on White Dress Day. I don't get that either. Is that really, like, that is a horrible article. What fucking publication was that piece of shit in?
Probably, like, the Huffington Post or some.
Holy shit.
100,000 views, at least.
I'm not inciting violence, but send that person anthrax.
It's terrible. Like, what he really means. Unless we have a video, and then the guy later, under waterboarding circumstances, said, yeah, that's actually what I really meant.
Yeah, that's fuck you. Crap, you can't interpret
you're
for
just
shit.
Just being an asshole.
But stop acting like he had some sinister motive. He wants sex with his wife.
Exactly. He's like, the kids are asleep.
It's like,
I want sex.
It's validating their crazy. Like, everybody knows, even women know that, like, they can turn a fucking molehill into a mountain and let the tiniest fucking little sentence ruin their week. And it's validating their crazy thoughts. That type of writing, that type of propaganda is like getting them to feel okay about thinking this insane shit that probably leads to divorce. Like, those type of thoughts are definitely what feeds into relationships getting ruined.
Here's my theory on every divorce ever. Somehow any guy gets it into his head, like, has no comprehension of Buddhism and non-permanence and shit. They're like, things are really good right now. They've been good for about 2 to 3 years already. Let's just get married for eternity. The rest of my... And there's just no... Like, time changes, man. You ever heard, like, the old fucking metaphor about, like, if you're shooting a rocket to the moon and it's, like, a tenth of a degree off? Well, in all those moon miles, it's going to go off a long way.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're going to miss it. You're not going to bury your rocket in the moon man's eye, like in that old-timey movie clip. You're like, what is he talking about?
No, I was... Yeah. You said there's an old-timey saying?
So
no.
You're saying that's the anti-shoot for the
I'm
moon?
I'm saying...
Even
no,
if you miss
yeah,
it,
I get
it. Land amongst the stars?
I'm saying you can
be like
with
saying
your
that's
girl.
Wrong.
I think he's saying you're going to be way the F off.
No, I know. I'm saying you're saying that's wrong. Like,
yeah.
You're saying, that's
saying...
actually not true. You miss and you go forever.
Yeah.
Your rocket paths might be together now, but it's like... In
you
10
can't
years,
breathe. Your head will explode.
You might
be fucking terrible.
You might be two completely different people, and you really got together
George
only
Clooney's
to have kids, only to propagate the species, or you felt some sort of pressure that you were like a loser if it didn't happen to you, if you didn't get attached.
Yeah.
Like, if that whole idea of this is what's normal weren't out there, how many people really would be like, this is the person, like, I'll be with them forever, and I want to make that official. I want to get the law involved in this shit. I don't think it would be a thing. Like, it doesn't make sense.
Yeah, we're getting real deep.
Like,
you're getting married.
After starting off with strip clubs.
Yeah.
I mean,
big pussy jokes.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I think just the fact that, like, that there's all this, like, this anti-manhood, you know, beliefs and ideas and writing and stuff like that. Like, it's so poisonous. It's like not allowing dudes just to be fucking dudes.
Well, I think there's a big, like, anti, like, just let shit on white straight male thing going on out there. And, like, I'm not even coming from, like, the conservative side on that. Like, if I had to pick my beliefs, you know, I like abortions like crazy. They're the best. And, like, I don't mind giving poor people money and shit, so whatever. Like, I guess that makes me liberal. And, like, I don't think people need 100 guns. Couple's cool, though. But, you know.
One or two.
I'm still, though, like, who, if you're so hell-bent on being, like, words can hurt, you know, a word puts a thought into the world to even, like, you know, the word faggot is disgusting. Don't ever use it.
Hey, we took it back.
But yeah, did we? Are we public about that on air? Okay.
Hey.
But
apparently,
then,
yeah, we are.
On the other
name the show, the faggot show.
Yeah, exactly. Just like a big triangle.
We're three dudes sitting in a room trying to do it every
the
week.
The cock triumvirate.
I like that.
And, yeah, but somehow it's okay with, like, a wink and a nod to be like, haha, but you know what? Straight white guys, fuck them, am I right? And it's like, do people, if they have any sort of agenda, it feels like it's almost always we come at it from this place of, like, these are my beliefs, and I'm so fucking smart for having them, and anyone else that has them can eat my shit because I'm so right. And it's like, don't you want to come from this angle of like, I'm trying to be a really nice dude because this is what I believe, and I kind of want to convince you, or at least I would like you to see some of my wisdom here. So yeah. I'm trying to be the nicest motherfucker possible.
Right, right, yeah.
Like, if you came into me, again, faggot hour.
Okay.
and you're just screaming.
This before the camera was on.
Yeah, you're just screaming. Let's just say you're a Dallas fan. And, I mean, I'd shoot you on sight because I'm a Washington fan.
I believe you, yeah.
You're screaming how great the Cowboys are, and you won't shut the fuck up about it. Like, I want you to die on principle.
Yeah,
If you're mild with it, if you just casually mention you're into something, and otherwise it doesn't come up in the conversation, I'm like, that's a cool dude. Like, maybe I want to explore what the fuck that guy said. I'll at least Google it for 3 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
People don't have that attitude. We're all like, dude, so up our own asses these
I mean,
days.
To piggyback off of your analogy, like, if I meet a Cowboys fan and he is, like, all up in my face and, like, abrasive about it, I'm like, fuck this dude. Like, this guy's a piece of shit. But there have been plenty of times where I'm sitting at a bar, a dude comes up next to me, and he, like, subtly, in conversation, drops the fact that he's a Cowboys fan. And, like, we'll just go back and forth, like, oh, yeah, man, that sucks about Dez Bryant being crazy and fucking beating his mom. But you guys got a pretty good season coming up. Like, we'll be cordial, and I'll even, like, sort of, like, kind of prop his team up, and he'll prop my team up. Yes. But if you're in my face about it, it's like, fuck you. There's no conversation to be had. And I feel like right now it's like, you aren't judged based on, like, the facts and the argument you bring to the table. You are, if people see that you are coming from a position without even hearing you out, it's fuck that guy.
Yeah.
Fuck you and everything you believe in, because I know for a fact you're wrong. In fact, I heard this term the other day and I was, like, blown away by it. People are saying that things are hate facts now.
I've heard hate fuck. What the hell is a hate fact?
It's a fact. Hypothetically speaking, there's a person who says Trump's a racist because he said all Mexicans are rapists. And if you go to the table and you're like, oh, you know, well, actually, 80% of women who are legally crossing the border are raped through the process. That is a hate fact because it supports whatever crazy fucking belief it is a contradiction to the belief that they know to be true. That Trump is a racist. So it's a hate fact if you even debate them with, like, actual statistics.
I mean, this might sound like a hate fact. I think all millennials are Titanic pussies after hearing that.
Yeah.
Is that a hate fact?
For sure. But aren't we millennials? Like, don't we fall into that category?
I think you do. I'm like in this weird kind of between. Because you're what, 29?
I feel like I do.
29, yeah.
You're 30. You guys both do. I think I'm.
But I feel like we're not. But I think every millennial is just like,
wait, hold on.
Has their cloak device
how
on.
How are you not and I am?
No, I said I feel like
I believe
we're
not.
Oh,
okay, I hear you.
Apparently we are.
Are we though? I feel like
you guys are.
Everyone under
I think
40
I'm not.
Like falls under that.
Under 40, that's like some Gen X shit. Hold on, let me look it up real fast. Oh, this is great. You guys
all
do
know,
the show for
all
a second.
I know is that you need to bring up. I think that actually, based off of his story that he was just telling, was the Colin Quinn. The spot that you wanted to bring up, I think that actually makes a lot of sense right now, if you did want to bring that up.
Well, early 80s, starting birth years.
Boom.
Early
80s. Shakalaka.
I was 81.
You were 80.
Face it, dude.
I was pretty much 76.
That's the earliest 80 you can be in early 80.
Oh, God, so I'm part of that show.
God.
Mm. I am a homo.
Welcome
so.
To the club,
yeah,
dude.
Whatever.
We're all big pussy faggots.
I am curious.
That's the name of the show.
The Pussy Fats. I love it, man.
BPFs.
Get it tattooed tonight.
Yeah, we change it tomorrow. Guys, I committed to this. Did you want the Colin Quinn?
But that's... Okay. So I did... if you did want to bring that up, that's fine.
Are we starting an R&B song?
Sorry.
Girl.
What I did want to say was that... you brought up something earlier when you mentioned millennials, and I was like, I don't know if we fit in that category. John just brought it up. You said they weren't having sex.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That you said there was an article where millennials weren't having sex.
Oh, yeah, let me pull it up. Yeah.
I'm fucking millennial shit then.
John is literally fucking up our curve.
Yeah.
Like, nobody's business.
Oh,
no,
my
because,
God.
Because, no, what I was going to say is I was like, no. If I'm a millennial,
that just
fuck
that,
these guys. I don't fit in that.
Yeah, punch that up, Oates, because I would say that flies like in the face of. Okay, there's two conflicting things. On one hand, I know millennials that like legit use Tinder, like especially girls that are doing the Lord's work, and they like for business fly to a different city, and they're just like on Tinder getting fucked.
Yeah.
Like really like legit Mother Teresa shit compared to them.
You're going to share the Methodist show.
The study found that the Americans born in the 90s, I mean, and again, this is
the 90s. Okay, yeah, so we're looking at 20-year-olds,
Are the most likely to be sexually inactive in their early 20s, much less active than those born in the 80s and earlier. Zeroing in on the subjects between 20 and 24, the study reported that 15% of those surveyed had had no sexual partners since turning 18. This is quite a rise when compared with those born before them. Only 6% of those born in the 60s reported no partners in their early 20s. The only generation having less sex in their early 20s were those born in the 1920s. So,
yeah, because they're off getting murdered by the Nazis.
I read this article and like you can't argue with those hate facts right there.
Yeah.
But the reasoning behind it that whoever this author was proposing, I totally disagree with. She was saying there's an increase in ambition, which no. An uptick in distractions, which is definitely true.
Yeah,
I'm with you there.
A surge in stress. No.
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 What?
People were drafted to go to war.
Self-proclaimed stress.
Yeah,
the
really.
The power of porn, which is definitely true.
Fuck yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And an increase in empowerment. Young women today feel more empowered than those of earlier generations to say no when a sexual situation makes them uncomfortable. So they're basically saying everybody was like getting raped.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, I was actually going to say, it was like, how many of those is guys being like, ugh, no.
Yeah, you're right.
No.
I'm not going to risk
that's
it.
That's scary, yeah.
She's crazy, yeah.
She seems crazy.
Yeah.
She keeps asking.
I hate that shit. I've definitely had situations where, like, a girl was tipsy and, like, we just, like, made out and I cut it off there. And the next day they were like, I wasn't so good with that. I'm like, thank fucking God I did not plow this woman. Because I'm like, okay. Do
oh,
you
you've had that. No,
oh,
I've
yeah.
had the other
like,
one where my friends were like.
Do you want to go to court for kissing? Cause
dude,
I'll, yeah.
She
like,
was
it.
Ready to go down, dude. She was just, she was ready to get insane with you.
Oh, yeah.
And you just walked away. And I was like, she was drunk. And no, they were no, like, no. Dude, you like, yeah, that's all she could talk about.
Holy you cut shit. Me off making me sound like a kiss rapist. I'm saying like we were kissing and the girl wanted more. And I was like. Maybe I shouldn't. And the next day I'm like, thank fucking God I did not. Cause yeah, I'd be finding out how I looked in stripes.
Or when they like wake up the next day and they're like, what? Did we do anything last night? And you're like, no, but
you're like you pissed my bed, you
no.
savage bitch.
That's crazy that you don't know.
Yeah.
Like, what is going on
I
with you?
I don't like that. It's to all the women out there. If you're the kind of drunk that seems very sober, like, just stop drinking because you're a misleading,
it.
Evil witch right. woman.
You're insane.
But, dude, I think all this can be attributed to, like, porn, obviously, is a huge one, and, like, the distraction thing. Like, I feel like a lot of chicks are on those dating apps not even to, like, meet dudes. They just, like, want the fucking attention that they get from talking and texting whatever dudes or whatever. And guys, like, I mean, there's the porn thing. And, well, actually, I don't know. I mean... I feel like guys, there's no excuse for guys not to be getting laid way more often these days than before. Like, if
dude,
you have the power
with social
of all
media,
those
I'm sorry, there's
stuff,
yeah.
like there's I don't
Tinder
understand
exists,
that.
And in the years since I was on Tinder, it's apparently become
it literally
everything
spells
I
out.
Wanted
yeah.
it to be.
Exactly, yeah, it literally spells out like you were going to have sex tonight as long as you can say yes.
As long as you can aim low, yeah, yeah. like fucking
as long as
be
you know
real.
How to say yes, you're gonna have sex tonight, dude.
There's apparently all kinds of super likes now or some shit that
you
pierce through a girl like
that.
Not swiping. I mean, you can just pay a couple bucks and get in some chick's inbox, so to speak.
Yeah,
dude,
I'd say
what?
I'd say the porn explains the guys not banging as much, and the all the distractions in the apps, the dating apps, explains the chicks not banging as much because they don't have to meet up with a dude. Who, you know, had the guts to talk to them at a bar to go on a date. Like, they can just sit there and sift through the 20, 30 messages they got in the past hour.
Yeah.
And just do shtick with him via text rather than, like, having to fucking go out there and do something with it.
Where everyone can be a hero because you have at least 5 to 10 minutes of being like, what that's a witty, funny thing to say. Well, you can't actually talk to somebody. You know what I mean?
So annoying.
It's so, we've talked about this before.
I worked very hard to get quick. Yes, and in bed.
And
it's so, like, yeah, someone.
In both scenarios. You're like, I need to get there as fast as I can.
Get out, exactly.
And get out.
Like, it was a fucking Black Ops mission. Don't linger. So, yeah, I go nuts when someone who seems to be all clever and bantery, because that's a word, and you meet them in person, they're like fucking quiet like an autistic. You're like, what the hell have you had? Exactly.
And you were like, that's right.
They got the purger going.
You had an entire day to respond to me. So, of course, you thought of something of funny to say.
Fucking maddening.
Yeah, it's rough. Yeah, it is really rough.
I mean, dude, if you could, I always say this, like, if you could do a job interview via text rather than, like, sitting there nervously in somebody's office, like, everybody would get
You'd crush
hired,
it.
Yeah, right away.
No, you make a good point, because, you just get the world to ponder.
100%. Right, exactly. You send them a dick pic.
Sit back. Just, yeah, exactly.
That's it.
I'm currently taking a shit.
Text.
That's why I'm so relaxed.
Bam!
My rectum is dilated like I'm giving
Rachel
birth.
Rocks.
Rachel Rocks. You and your name brand porn stars.
I love my name brands.
Oh, God. Speaking of those porn stars, we were talking about the Snapchat thing earlier.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, speaking of why millennials don't fuck, you could just go on Snapchat
porn
and random girls
are just
like,
a dime a dozen,
So are you guys on Snapchat? I don't know if you
I'm not, but
dabble.
I plan on doing it for the show. I think that'd be fun.
Yeah.
I say for the show. Fingers crossed.
Yeah, like, I had an original Papa's Basement account where I followed some of my friends. I always talk about following Grant Paulson from the station.
Yeah.
And then it degenerates into, like, finding naked girls.
Yeah, that's what it always comes down to.
Yeah, and
always...
so I made... This is why, by the way, any society is doomed.
Yeah.
So I delete that account. I'm like, it's a fresh start. Just going to have a fucking, like, new account.
Right.
I'm just on... dirty Snapchat on Reddit finding girls are like, hey, I just took a load across my ass. I'm like, well, you seem like a sweet young lady. Sure, let's follow you.
It's a weird
that's a major.
I don't snap a goddamn, like, I'm the biggest just one-sided consumer on that. I put out nothing and I never intend to.
I mean, it's nothing but like selfies and like
the filters, my God, the fucking filters.
Yeah,
what is
the filters.
Yeah.
There's a new filter every day. You can make yourself look like a new animal or whatever.
Like a girl will be like, here's my tits and I have a dog nose. And I'm like, geez, is this what you kids are beating off to?
Yeah. Right?
But I think it started out as like a way to send like saucy pics without like worrying about them saving it. Cause there's a timer and there's a screenshot, a notification.
Yeah.
I think before it was actually disabled. But now like, All these celebs are using it to like build their brand. And I forget where I saw it in like one of those, like, I think it was like, you know, the complex.com. It's like a brother magazine. Like
I know a complex. Yeah. It's like nylon, right? It's like, I think they're the exact same.
Wait, what's nylon?
Hold on.
They think they're exact same style magazine.
It's like a rap, like hip hop.
You
industry.
And I both do Brazzers, but you lost me at Complex.
Every
it's
time
not
I look,
that.
No,
right?
No, yeah.
It's
not like
even
that,
that
yeah.
in the slightest.
It's like
fresh kicks and fresh jeans.
Yeah. And anytime I look, like I type in like some degenerate porn sex-related search into Google, there's always a Complex article about it. And I think like like they'll have like top 15 porn stars with big hoodies or whatever. And I think like, I don't know how it came across it, but it was like, the top 10 porn star Snapchats. And
okay.
I like, clicked on it and I was like, oh shit, I know some of these chicks.
It's free,
like,
fuck yeah.
So I added them and it was like Kelsey Monroe, Christina Rose.
Which, by the way, like Snapchat by itself isn't like, it doesn't just give you like a list of people, right?
Yeah.
Like, you have to search them out,
It's
right?
hard to find them, yeah. Like
so
you can't search
for people.
I
feel that weird to build a brand.
Yeah, it is weird. I mean, it'll definitely get, that search feature will definitely, like, improve over the years. But, now you got to, like, either know their username or have their phone number to follow them.
But I want to hear these names.
So, I'll give them to you after the show. But, I'm following, like, three or four porn stars. Mm-hmm. So I was like, all right, let's see what they post. And
twisted my arm.
Which is kind of weird because, like, it's, like, porn stars, all my younger cousins and siblings, people I haven't spoken to in 4 years that I knew from radio. Mm-hmm. So that's like all my feed.
No, it's horrible. You can't get a good jerk on. Like you go,
yeah.
I still don't even get like there's both sending a message where someone just sends you in essence, I don't know, like a direct message.
Yeah. You can do that.
But then there's like the timeline feed or some shit away, like that. Yeah. Like so you just hit like watch timeline, I guess, and then it cascades through all your friends. So yeah, one might be like some girl that's, here's my pearl necklace, tee hee. And then it's like a chick you know playing with her two young sons. You're like, oh, fuck.
Yeah, I would never rely on that app to
That was the same chick.
Yeah, like that's how you get into weird shit sexually. Like this probably isn't real psychology on any level, but I feel like if I'm jerking off and I'm next to a leaky bathroom, like, you know, too long, like the smell of shit will start getting me hard. I'll be like...
So, I started like seeing their snaps pop up at the top of my feed all the time because they're constantly posting like pictures and videos of themselves.
Yeah. They have to be in front of the
like
camera.
More than normal.
You mean a porn star vein?
Yeah. And so I like started watching these videos thinking like it was just going to be them posing like pictures of their butts spread open and stuff.
Yeah.
No, it's not that at all. What it is, and this is consistent like across the board with all of them. I mean, I follow like three, but they all just constantly either beg for money, like saying, I'm doing my new naked cam show, blah, blah, blah. If y'all can come on, I really... Like, one girl's talking about how she's buying her daughter a bunk bed, and she needs money to buy the bunk bed.
The fuck she does.
And they either do that, they complain about, like, the most, like, mundane shit ever. Like, talking about, like... One girl, Christina Rose, was bitching about a dude at Giant who wouldn't move his shopping cart when, like... She was trying to get through, and she was talking about it like somebody had just fucking raped her dog.
Like it was the Holocaust.
She was going insane about it, yeah. And I was like, this chick is fucking nuts. And so they do that. They beg for money. They complain about ridiculous shit, or they fucking brag about like insane things that they spend money on. Like
Jesus.
Like they put like the amount on it too. Like they can type like
this handbag, how much, $3,000.
Yeah, dude, exactly. Like, exactly. And I'm like, you're just fucking begging for money.
You're just
gonna
put dildos in there. Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah. Use a Ziploc like the rest of us.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I was like, use a giant bag just like the rest of us.
Dude, it's fucking crazy, man. And it's weird too, because like I said, like she was talking about buying a bunk bed for her daughter.
Right.
And I was like, yo, like
IKEA ain't that bad.
That not only that, but it's like that snap was in between literally a fucking video of you stuffing a dildo up your butt.
Oh yeah, like, exactly.
Who is your audience?
Where
here?
Are your priorities?
Like, what demo are you going for with these snaps? So hate them.
Hearing that,
with
I
all
feel
my
the
heart.
Show might need
I
to
like
do some
buttholes,
branding. You're right.
But I don't think you're doing enough charity work. You know, like what the fuck.
But so I mean, I never really respected them as fucking artists, but now like after seeing these snaps, I'm like, these fucking chicks are awful. Like, I fucking hate their
guts.
Yeah, you
hate them as human beings.
Like, I'm going to have a hard time jerking it to Christina Rose after watching her fucking bitch about that guy not moving his shopping cart. Because I'm like, you're a fucking terrible human being. Like, I don't know. I mean, I
do
guess
it
I,
with the sound off and
you
turn
know?
On a cooking show just like I do. It's fucking
yeah, you're right. Yeah.
I'm like, yes, it is the olive oil.
It is funny. Like, if someone is that horrible, it doesn't matter how hot they are, even just in your fantasy jerks, it doesn't really work. Like, you have to think like, oh, when she's busy not taking dick for dollar bills, like she's
dick for
fucking yeah, like she's maybe reading a book, like she has a smart side, and she has a rescue cat, you know, like she has a nice pet
dollar
and,
dick club
yeah and she's like fucking watching some Stanley Kubrick every so often, because that's my girl. And yeah, I'm just saying, but yeah, you're right, there's just some,
like, you know, porn star is into like good film.
Oh yeah. I was doing The Shining, and then I got spit roasted for black.com, and
it does kind of ruin them. I mean, I don't even know how to explain it, because I was like, what was I expecting? But
exactly.
But yeah, it just
you're like, oh, it's
me.
Only horrible broken people getting gaped on camera for money.
As far as the movie thing goes, I am trying to remember the girl's name, and I won't remember it while I try and steal the mics here, but she's from Maryland. She has Sparrow tattoos. Yeah, she has Sparrow tattoos. Annie Santemus, actually, if you know her. Annie Santemus, she likes a lot of Ralph Bakshi movies, which he's the guy who made Fritz the Cat, and he made Heavy Traffic, and he made Wizards and all these like adult animation movies. Yeah. Personally, I think that's cool as hell.
How'd you find
so,
that out?
Yeah.
Because... Let's just end with like a 10-minute circle jerk to her.
Because...
complete silence.
Yeah, she's from the What's area. Sorry. An ex-wife of mine.
Nikki Sandemus. She's your ex-wife.
Knew her. Through some schoolmates. So...
After the divorce, did you try to get your ex-wife?
I tried to during the relationship.
Yeah, of course.
If we were going to watch a video of her. That did not. We'll play over well.
Oh, really? The hot, like this slutty girl,
by the way, yeah,
in high school?
See, next time you see me when I'm in bruises.
That made her life hell?
Up any of this? Yeah, it's going to be well.
That she wasn't cool with you watching that when you were intimate.
Yeah, no. Okay. Yeah, but
that's weird because I love it if my chick was like, here's a tape of the quarterback. Can I watch him while I get fucked?
Such cool movies like that.
All right.
I'm sorry, you said you found that out how again?
I actually found that out... from one, my ex-wife, but then two, like a friend.
Oh, so like somebody told, okay.
Oh, right. Like a couple of friends. Okay. They were like, yeah, she goes to school in that area. I don't even.
Oh, Brookfield Elementary.
It was like okay. Brookfield, Maryland. Okay. Yeah, I don't know what it was, but they all knew her. She was kind of in like the alt-punk scene, like we were at the time.
Yeah.
And they were like, takes some dick, you know? And then they were like, boom.
She's also
like,
kind of cultured.
Out, yeah. She's out in Las Vegas, and then next thing you know, they were like, she made it. She made it, and she's like, actually, like, she didn't get murdered. She didn't get murdered. She's actually, like, on screen.
That's weird that porn is a thing.
And is a semi, you know, famous porn star, so.
That's nuts.
Bizarre that you can be like, she made it.
I know, right?
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
like, I'm no, sorry, if you're an attractive
the
girl.
The alternative is like, literally, you were a prostitute, or you got murdered.
Yeah.
I mean,
there's nothing worse than being like a failed porn star. Yeah.
There's nothing worse than being murdered.
I was paid to have sex on camera a lot, but it never really happened for
right,
me.
Right. No, that's that's a lot of people, and you probably still jerk to them.
Dude, that's got to be the worst.
Right?
Man.
No, that's got to be a lot of people, though. But it's like somebody where like their name resonates throughout
Well, I think most of the women that wash out. Like,
well, she won like AVN awards.
No shit. Wow. Yeah. So she's a class act. I feel most of the chicks that wash out will do it very briefly and then they forget like the internet exists.
Yeah.
And like some guy from their hometown is like, oh, you're a whore. I saw you on camera. And that's it. They're done with it.
Yeah. I mean, have you guys seen that Netflix documentary that I forget what it's called? It's about like chicks who want to get into porn.
Porn.
So it's the opposite of that. I saw you on that thing that one time. Whatever that documentary is. You
about
know
the extras.
Yeah, the guy that was on that thing one time.
Netflix tried to get me to watch that for like 8 years.
It's kind of good.
It's kind of, finally faded away.
It's really
away.
Not that bad, yeah. But I mean, there's no chick, so you're like, because obviously she would have been fine, and I would have watched that.
Yeah, this one's like, I forget what it's called, but it's it like follows like four very young girls, like 20 years old, who move to like some porn star house in Florida. Where some dude
so
is
it's like the Backstreet Boy
them,
house, but the porn version.
He gives them like room and board, and he like helps them book their gigs and stuff. He's sort of like their pimp, but not really, because they totally like walked all over him the whole time.
Did he get fucked by any of them?
No.
I doubt it. He needs to kill himself.
I mean, if he did, I would be very surprised. But they all flamed out for their own reason. Like one girl, they showed her like. They followed her when she went back home to like some small podunk town in Illinois, and like her family's crying, and and she's like,
"Why with the black? Why?"
And so like each of them, like for their own reasons, just flamed out and decided not to do it. And I was like, "Man, those girls went all in, and it was the biggest mistake of their
lives." It doesn't go anywhere. No porn site ever deletes. Like you can still go to a site that I used to jack to at 95 called nometro.com/Megan. Okay. And like that bitch is like the redheaded has the same hair of Rachel from Friends. Like it is so fuck. It's like Buffy the Vampire Slayer, but her red twat.
Nometro.com/Megan.
Yeah. I forget if it's with an H or not. And it is just this bizarre time capsule of a woman who's now got to be like, I don't fucking 40 or something. But here she is, like early 20s, naked, and will be until after she's dead. And this site still acts like it's getting updates. It still is ready to take your money if you want to. Like, so many porn stars, dude, are like Tupac. Like, over 5 years, they make just thousands of scenes. And
posthumous
then they drop
videos
out. Yeah.
Ever.
And this shit's coming out, like, goddamn years later. Like, the real fans on their message board will be like, oh, you know, like, Savannah's left leg was lost in a motorcycle accident 6 years ago. And you're like, I just saw her get fucked, and
that
she had a boat.
An old school site, too.
Look yeah. It looks like a GeoCities with pussy. Yeah, man. Yeah, it's right, insane.
Yeah. No, she definitely
should
regrets
I tip
that.
Her?
But that site will never go anywhere.
Yeah. I mean, I think the one thing they have on their side for, like, not making it, though, is, like, unless you, like, well, actually, it probably spreads like wildfire once, like, somebody in your town, your hometown,
holy
figures it out.
Holy shit, yes.
Yeah. But it's probably not as easy to, like, find them if they're, like, interviewing for a job if they didn't really make it. You know what I mean? Because if they got just, like, one scene out there on xvideos.com.
Like a legit, like casting couch video? Like,
yeah, well, I'm saying, like, they can definitely, like, hide that and kind of have a normal, like, life if they...
I guess. You could be like, it's a girl that looked a lot like me. It's not me.
Well, I'm saying, like, it would be hard for, like, a job recruiter to find a chick who only made one porn video when she had a quick stint. Like, you know what I'm
saying?
Yeah,
like, I suppose. It's versus a huge career.
Yeah, yeah. Versus, like, a Taylor Rain. Who,
like, yeah, Nina Hartley becoming right. a school nurse.
Right. But, yeah, dude, these chicks are fucking horrendous. And the other thing is, I remember seeing them on Reddit, Ask Me Anything.
Mm-hmm.
Like, a couple... Actually, every fucking 2 weeks, they'll have a new porn star who, like, wants to promote her new, whatever, Bukkake video.
Yeah.
And they're always the exact same. They will respond to the fucking worst questions ever, and they're, like, monosyllabic responses. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. They, like, give you nothing, and they think the fact that they're just there and giving you, like, quick responses to your dumb hornball questions is enough to, like, classify them as, like, a celebrity. Like, it's like, do you know what you are? Like,
yeah, you're there with, I think Don and Mike used to always say, as DJs, we're one rung above circus clowns. Like, they're on that tier.
Right,
they're like DJs and circus clowns and porn stars.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, it's as many guys know you and jack to you. It's actually like podcasters, too. As yeah. many guys appreciate what you do, you're not making any fucking money off it
right.
for the most part.
Yeah.
What you looking up, Pedro?
Oh, just a couple things.
Oh, okay.
Oh, just a couple of things and nothing. I was looking up your little DC Metro girl. With her old
oh,
Rachel
no
Styles.
Metro?
Yeah.
Yo,
no Metro.
Is she, like, still... do you follow her on Twitter or anything like that? Or is she
dude, that
gone?
Girl
is
was out
alive?
Of porn by 98.
She did the fake her death bit?
She just legit... just this was back in the infancy of porn.
Yeah.
When, like, a girl like this now would be a cam girl or something. But back then, there was this whole network of just girls that got naked and never took D or anything on screen. Right. But it's just like, hi, we're so cute. Look at us, girl next door. Yeah. Teehee.
She got in early.
Yeah, and that entire ring of porn is still, that whole network, whatever the fuck, I guess the No Metro network, is still alive and kicking with, yeah, like, chicks
bummer.
That were...
That was, like, all the Lightspeed girls.
Yeah, just, yeah. like, chicks that never knew that, you
next
know...
Next Door Nikki.
Next Door Nikki, yeah. That, Monica and Chandler
wound
up
get in
together.
There soon, yeah.
Like, that...
They were on a break!
Yeah, that, that shit is legit weird to me.
So, yeah, so... I mean, again, once we have the video element, like, it'd be funny to pull up these snaps, because you guys won't believe, like, the way these chicks are acting, but you'll just have to take my word for it. They're freaking horrendous people.
I, you know, you twisted my arm.
And I can't
will.
Believe guys watch that, and they're like, oh, shit, she needs money for some Christian Louboutin shoes. All right.
Yeah.
What's the fact that these chicks have Amazon wish lists, and they're like...
And then dudes buy shit
dude,
from
that
them.
Blows my mind.
It's insane.
Do you know what that is, right?
Yeah,
you know we,
okay. pretty sure I
y'all
had one
know
going
we got a Patreon,
time.
Right?
Oh yeah, yeah. Go to our Patreon.
I ain't even money. I ain't even trying to buy 1,000 count sheets. Like, what the hell?
Yeah,
no, crazy. she's like, hey, I saw this thing. I want a GoPro.
Yeah.
And you're like, bitch, you just sit on your back. What the fuck do you need a GoPro for?
Dudes will pony
like,
up the cash.
Yeah,
crazy.
And she'll be like, I get a GoPro. Don't worry.
It is weird to me that, like, if you had a legit connection with a porn star, I could see it. Like, she lives down the street and is like, get me this. And you're like, am I getting fucked?
Yeah.
You're like, yeah, you're, you know,
sure, yeah.
Not even if
I'm
you're gonna,
a
like,
human...
if you had like a tiny bit of a shot, like you have like their email address, but this is just like they're
anonymous
getting a thank
snap.
You.
Snap, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh yeah. Oh, thanks, Monkey Skull 42.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shit.
Man.
King Dick 47.
Oh, God. Do we have anything we want to do on top of that? Or we hit hour-ish? Do we want to do more? What is to your liking? Was that a good first show for whatever the fuck we're going to call this?
Yeah, we got to come up with a name.
I think this gets us nice and loose.
For
the shows.
Okay,
I thought that this was a good intro to all of us.
Okay. Yeah.
Porn is always a good lubricant.
It never fails. I could, you know what? Like, sometimes I worry. I'm like, I could never do a one-man radio show like some sort of right-wing lunatic does. Yeah. You get me on this topic, I'll do a fucking, like, Strom Thurmond 20-hour filibuster.
You know what? I think I could handle a one-man porn show.
Oh, God. I could be. 97 was the year of masturbating.
Absolutely. Yeah. Had to wait 20 hours for 230 KBs. We used to keep them on floppies.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, my floppy, dude. I would...
99, I got my first T3, and my sexual revolution was thus born.
Absolutely. IRC.
All right, well, we can do our...
I'm just staring at DC Metro Megan right now. She's just...
Beat off to it later, yeah. is it Megan with an H or no H?
Throw her a couple dollars.
So all the masturbators at home. M-E-G-A-N. NoMetro.com.
And then match our
Megan.
Patreon.
Yeah, man. No, it... God bless that old fire crotch and her tastefully done implants.
Yeah, man. She looks... she's probably like in her 50s now, right?
Oh, that brings a tear to my eye. No!
You should hunt her down, man. You should find her.
Oh, God. Desperately seeking Megan. I think she's got 10 on me, probably.
Okay.
Like, I was probably checking her out 90...
Man.
What does she look like here? Like, she could be anywhere from like early 20s to late 20s, I guess.
Yeah, she's...
She's late 20s.
Oh, you think so? Okay, so she might be pushing... Jesus, we're all going to die. We are just talking skulls and
pretty
sand.
Pretty soon, yeah.
Fuck. If Megan is almost 50...
She's probably like a real estate agent and...
Yeah, that woman is no younger than 27, 28 years old.
Okay, so she... I was looking at that when I was 15, 16, so she is like 45, 46. Jesus
Christ. Let's get on the show.
I love how we're... Talking about her like she served in World War II. Like, yeah.
Bless her soul.
That old fucking bitch.
No, I know. Yeah, when she comes in, yeah, we give her a whole 21 guns.
Yeah, you know what? Oates, you want to do the guest thing. You get me goddamn Metro, no Metro Megan.
It's going to be tough, but
holy
we'll work
shit.
On it.
Yeah, well, I guess just talk to the site owner and then be like, who was this person?
Yeah, right.
I just love how she's a redhead and Megan is such an Irish name. I'm like, clearly that's her real name.
Dude, I bet you she is like... so far out of the game that she doesn't even make money off of this stuff.
I don't know. She just sold the photos. You're absolutely right, I bet.
Some dude probably just, like, owns that character and that entity. And she's just, like I said, just living a normal life while some dude's making money off her boob pics.
What a great time to be alive, though. Like, imagine nometro.com/Megan is your friend's mom, and you find this, and, of course, you spread it throughout the school. Because why the fuck wouldn't you?
Yeah.
And like the rest of your days, you just get to beat to this chick in her prime. And then she's making you PBJs
Isn't
too.
There's some lucky kid out there.
Yeah.
That's the best part to think about. That's what helps me sleep at night. Is there's always some kid, somebody's mom, they found
out. Yeah. I mean, like, all porn stars
have
great.
Kids. It's great.
They're not fucking.
Yeah.
They're fucking. They're getting filled with loads. It's like literally their
Those
craft.
Amazing young individuals.
Yeah, and I feel when the cameras off, they're into sex too.
Yeah, it does suck though. Because it's like, you burned out too soon, kid.
Yeah, sing them candle
Life's
in the
only
wind.
Gonna go downhill from here. Sorry.
I saw an MTV True Life of like kids of porn stars. It was probably exactly how you guys imagine, like kids being super depressed.
A lot of juggalos.
I have to make my own food. Yeah. You're 4 years old.
Yeah.
Happy Thanksgiving, me.
The house guests, like the people that come over for dinner, are just like, you know, Lexington Steel.
I was just going to say Uncle Lex Steel.
Yeah. Tragic.
Holy fucking shit.
He could fit a whole loaf.
Just like a picture of John the Wad Holmes on the wall, like a Christ picture.
John the Wad Holmes.
John the Wad.
It's a nice pull, man.
God. Oh, yeah, I'm old as shit. John Wad, John Keys, Aunt Peg. I can go for the whole old Swedish erotica thing.
That's funny.
Well, I guess we can call it a day. I feel that was good. Yeah,
that was good.
Fuck?
Episode 1.
You guys have a lot of fappage to catch on.
Yeah, that we do.
All right, so whatever the hell we're calling this, right now we're going to host it on inpoppisbasement.com, but eventually we'll get like maybe 10 episodes together and launch a whole different page.
Yeah, we'll figure something out.
I like
that. You want to follow me, John, on Twitter. I'm at Papa's Basement. Again, the show is Papa's Basement if you want to find all the other episodes. And while we're doing this and we haven't named it, this show will be there as well.
At Othello BT. Follow me.
Yeah.
And I am Pete Maybe. You can see me on Papa's Basement. You can see me on this show, and which whatever this show is called. And then you can see me also on a couple 30 episodes that we're going to be doing, and catch us on the Papa's Basement YouTube. I think anything that we do from here or whatever, we're probably going to have on the Papa's Basement stuff for a little bit. So just make sure you know you're keeping up with that kind of content.
Cool.
And also, maybe not on Tumblr.
I hate that fucking URL.
They kick ass. I want to hear all of you scream the hair off your nuts.
Fuck. Tell the fuck off.
Fuck it.
All right, here we go. I'll fuck you right there. Fucking motherfucking ass. You guys kick ass too. And you guys are...